21 degrees. Well, welcome back, and we do have Jim Turr in the studio with us. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joseph. Yeah. I saw you enjoying yourself at the music festival for Ruben Ramos.
Yeah, it was nice.
Wow, it was a big crowd.
And that whole festival was very nice. It was a variety of music, you know, and different performers and so forth. Friday night really brought out a lot of people to the park, you know, for the Fridays El Fresco, and that's sponsored by the Las Vegas First Independent Business Alliance, and both Tito and I estimated that we figured there was like 550 people there. Cindy was counting. She had a counter, she said, and her last count was 480, I think she told me.
Well, I think Whit Slick, who I think was kind of the spark plug to get that whole festival going, should get some credit for, and hopefully we'll do even better next year.
Yes, sir.
And Cindy was very central to that, no?
Oh, sure. Cindy called me. Yeah, sure. So you're getting ready for your event taking place this weekend.
Yes, this Sunday is the Vegas Treasure Hunt, and I think the interest is starting to ramp up, and the understanding of what's involved is increasing. I hear from people with and parents with kids, which is what I had hoped for. We're going to go out together and look for this stuff. The way it works is the video will post online at the website, which is VegasTreasureHunt.org. The video with the clues to the locations will post at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. And then people just have to watch it and head on out and find the prizes. And as I say in the video, there's you know, they're not far flung. They're all within more or less the several block area of the East and West Las Vegas Historic District. So people don't have to drive around or rush around. They can, and there are plenty of prizes, and there's a lot of prize value. There's like over $4,000 worth of prizes and gifts and things now donated by merchants and artists and so on. So it's worth doing, and it'll be fun. And I've been having a good time figuring out the prize locations and creating clues in this video. You know, it's been a great fun for me.
That website, I guess, what, Vegas?
VegasTreasureHunt.org.
Okay.
And we got some nice publicity even in the Santa Fe, New Mexico the other day because of all the kind of celebrities, authors, and some national figures and people like that who have donated books and DVDs and all these things, signed books and DVDs and gifts like that to the as prizes to the treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent is Diana Gabaldon, who is the author of The Outlander series that I guess is a successful TV series.
Now, at the locations, are you going to have, you're not going to actually have the prize hidden somewhere, you're going to have
an
envelope or a token?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I describe all that in the instructions on the video.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hopefully, and they're all easily accessible. It doesn't involve climbing trees or anything dangerous like that. They're all right there as long as you figure out the location from the clues. And people have been donating to the fundraiser for nursing, which is what it's all about. That's picking up also, so I'm happy to say. And we'll be using the one of the clues in the video involves one of the clues for the treasure hunt involves this song in this video that you've heard about KFUN primarily called Small Town Radio, which I brought you a new version of.
Yeah, and I saw that link that you sent me, and I saw it. And who are you have some female backup now, vocal backups. Who are the girls?
Yeah, well, these are two girls named Maddie and Mia Yara.
And they're from here?
Well, their family's from here. Oh, Jeanette Yara and the son, I can't remember what the son's name is, their father. But they live in South Carolina or somewhere like that. But I met them because Tito, who has been very helpful with this treasure hunt and donated one of the very beautiful gifts of jewelry that's one of the prizes. I went in there one day and to videotape something with him, and he says, well, why don't you use this girl here? She's more of an actress. And it was one of these Yara girls who was visiting in town, and she was working on some jewelry there. And I talked to her, and I had her do a video, and I spoke to her family, and we made a tape about what fun it would be to do this treasure hunt as a family. And as I was taping, she and her sister were singing in beautiful harmony. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I taped a little of that, and I asked them more about what they do, and they're in a band. They're like 12 and 14, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a band, all-girl band back in South Carolina, and listened to some of their tapes. I said, man, they're unbelievable, their harmonies. And I had re-recorded this small-town radio song, as I mentioned to you, because I couldn't find the old recording from years ago, but didn't have harmonies on it, or not very good harmonies, just my harmonies. And I got them to come in and sing harmonies on it. It was just unbelievable to me how beautiful they were. And I mixed a new version of the song and a new version of the video, which I brought you. I hope people will enjoy this singing. Again, these are 12 and 14-year-old, singers.
Do you want to listen to that song now?
Yeah,
and see, I hope so. That folks can listen to the harmony we're talking about.
Yeah.
And
just one station in a little town. Lots of people, black and white and brown. Every kind of music they could play. Coming at you every time of day. Heard the DJ when his mic was on. Thought it was off and next day he was gone. Heard the local candidates debate. But the one in jail could not participate. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know about New York, LA, and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond, little ripples from across the pond. Rock and country, soul and Spanish song. Helped a growing boy to get along. TV sets on sale at Monkey Wars. Mr. Gerber's closing out his fours. Little League is canceled cause of rain. And they've lost Paul Harvey once again. Hometown expert or a local band. Even the worst, they sounded fine and grand. So many people with a tale to tell. Somehow the radio helped them say it well. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know about New York, LA, and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond. Little ripples from across the pond. Rock and country, soul and Spanish songs. Helped a growing boy to get along. New Year's baby born to Beth and Dwight. Services at 2 for Mrs. White. Ain't it funny how it all comes round. On the radio in a little town. So turn my dial to that little spot where the talk was warm and all the songs were hot. Sometimes you just don't know what you have got. Till you have it, then you have it not. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know about New York, LA, Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond. Little ripples from across the pond. Rock and country, soul and Spanish songs. Helped a growing boy to get along. Small town radio.
In the video, I could tell that the girls are quite young, but their voice is fuller, and they don't sound, they sound like an older girls.
That's just, it's just unbelievable.
And they have a good sound to their voice.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think it should be illegal for people that young to be that talented.
Their voices, their harmony is very pleasant to listen to.
Well, and you know there's something about sisters or siblings when their voices combine. It's different than other people.
Yeah.
But they've really got it. And believe me, I've recorded in L.A. and a lot of places with professional studio musicians, and I'd use these gals in a minute. I mean, I think they're fantastic.
Yeah. I wonder if they have any recordings out themselves of their band.
They have some live recording. Well, they have some live recordings. Their name of their band is Control Freaks, Controlfreex, and that's their website.com. But they have a YouTube channel, and they have a lot of live performances. But the best thing they have that I've heard, I don't think is on their channel. It's a jingle they did. You know, that's my business, jingles.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a jingle for a contest in back home in South Carolina, and it's just incredibly great. It's about not driving into ditches or not driving into rivers or something. That was a contest. And it could be a national jingle. Anyway, the way this relates to what we were talking about is that that video with that song with those girls includes one of the clues for the treasure hunt on Sunday. And as I say, a lot of prizes now, $4,000 worth of prizes and beautiful stuff and meals and gift certificates, and it's worth going out to hunt. I think it'll be good fun for families and people.
So people just go out and start hunting on their own whatever time they want, or is it like the early bird gets the worm?
It's going to be like that, yeah. I think the video is not one clue after another, bam, bam, bam. It's a little longer than that. It's about a half an hour or so, 40 minutes. But you have to watch the whole thing to pick out the clues and then take off and go find them. But there are so many. There are at least 20 prize locations, so I think everybody will be all right.
So there'll be a token for each of the prizes out there.
Of the prize. There are more prizes than there are prize locations.
Oh,
so each token
will
win several prizes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And they're all pretty, the clues are all pretty easy if you know the town, if you listen and get the clue. But there are three of them that are a little more complex. Somebody suggested to me that, well, actually, the way it started was they were all going to be complex.
Yeah.
And thank God somebody suggested, well, why don't you make them simpler and a couple of them more complex?
Yeah, yeah.
And those prizes will have more value.
So the clues are going to be like hidden within a rhyme or something like that? Or
In some cases,
yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's not going to be text on the video,
no.
So you can't like scan through and find them. You got to watch the whole thing.
Oh, I see.
And I hope that's not too painful for anybody. Hopefully, it'll be entertaining.
and kind of listen, and if they get an idea, then write down the hints or what?
Yeah. That's the way I would do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
And then go out and find them, whatever's nearest, maybe to where you live or something like that.
So then, those that do find tokens, how do they get their prize? Or then they contact you or what?
Yeah, I'm just asking them to let me know on the website by email. So that I can mark that location has been found, so other people don't go scrambling around looking for that one, and B, then I'll know who won. And we're going to have a meeting. I'm calling a meeting the following day, Monday at 5:00 at Charlie's for the winners to get together, because I want people to be able to swap gifts. If you want this book and somebody else got this book or this piece of art, I want people to get what they want. You know.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that, a lot of autographed books by authors and artwork, and people just like different stuff. So I don't want to assign who gets what.
You know, this is a case where an iPad would really come out handy, because you can be out there in the street looking and searching and looking at the video all the time on the iPad and saying, oh, I think I know where it's at, or...
I think so. I think that might be the way to go.
Yeah.
But like I say, there are so many prizes that I think anybody who puts a good effort into it, even from home, will be able to go out and find some, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm very excited. It's taken a month, 2 months I've been putting this together, and I'm very happy with the results. I just hope that people participate. I'm certainly happy with the contributions that businesses and artists and so on have made to the prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And the money has been donated to the nursing fund, which was the whole point of the thing, but I'm hoping for more, of course.
At Luna Community College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you can also do that on the website, vegastreasurehunt.org.
Yeah. And again, this is all in honoring your sister.
Right. My sister, Dana Kono, who was a nurse here and very active with helping other nurses and active with the Luna nursing program. So we know how important it is for nurses to have this scholarship fund when they have emergencies and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've given out over $11,000 over the years. Most of that has come from the Fiesta Run, mm-hmm. which has now been taken over by the Bank of Las Vegas, Southwest Capital Bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's a very worthwhile fund.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Jim, are you going to be out there searching?
I don't know.
I know you've run through that $1 million lottery prize now. You need some free meals and things now. Is that a question?
Somebody called and asked if you could repeat the website for the girls.
Oh, for the girls, yes.
I think you said controlfreaks.com.
Yes, I'll tell you the easy way to do it, Joseph. If people go to the website for the treasure hunt,
yeah.
I have that video on there with the girls, and on that video is the link to their sites and their videos. Now, so that's easier because the thing is so hard to spell the way they spell
it. So the thing to do is go to vegastreasurehunt.org.
Yes, and their video is on there. You can watch and enjoy the video, and you can see their links.
Okay.
But aren't they amazing?
I'd like to try and get a hold of them and see if they have any recorded CDs so they can give them to me, or maybe I can interview them as well, and because they have a local connection as well.
Yeah. Well, the son, I remember now, their father is Jake Yara.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And their grandmother, I think, is Jeanette Yara.
Okay. And I've known Jake ever since, you know, I think we probably, I may have been a few grades ahead of him, but we used to go to North Public School.
Oh. I mean. Well, anyway, they did something right raising these kids. They've got, I think, three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls are very sharp and very focused on the stuff they do, the singing and other stuff. So somebody's doing a good job there. Sure. I always like to see that.
And they
also recorded, which is also on the website, as I say, they and their grandparents recorded a video talking about what fun this would be to do the treasure hunt together as a family. Unfortunately, they're gone now. They've gone back to South Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know that they have a CD, but I'm telling you, they got a jingle that is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's worth playing.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right.
Okay, well, I hope people will come out, look at the videos Sunday morning at 7, and come out and do the treasure hunt.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, Jim.
Okay.
And thank you for that work you're doing for the nursing program at Luna Community College.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And, folks, well, let's see, 9:31, and let me go to...